You're listening to 720 WGN, Chicago's Afternoon News. Okay, we're going to talk later this half hour with Nick Kindlesberger. He is a writer for the Tribune. He's got an article about the top 20 new hamburgers in the past year or so. He wrote a review of hamburger joints in the city at 130 burgers to put together the story. So I think they pumped his stomach, and he'll be joining us a little bit later to talk about that. But right now, if you are looking for work and you go to the job postings, you know, I get alerts on my phones from, I don't know if it's Patch or what it is, but I'm not a trucker. I have to scroll for about 5 minutes through all the trucking help wanted ads before I find anything else. On the phone line now is Josh Sharp. He's with the Illinois Fuel and Retail Association. Josh, welcome.
Great. Thanks for having me.
How about it, right? Truckers are in demand.
They certainly are. There's a huge demand out there right now for the trucking industry overall, and especially the type of trucking that's involved with my industry, which is tanker trucks, which transport fuel from the terminals to the pumps. I think a lot of people don't realize that's sort of the last step when it comes to shipping the product around the country. Most fuel travels via pipeline, but that last step to go from the pipeline to the tanks in the ground at the gas station, that's all done via trucking. And you're absolutely right. There's a huge shortage of available truck drivers right now.
Why is there a shortage of truck drivers? They just didn't come back after the pandemic, sure. Or what's the point?
Well, several reasons. The industry was really big in the 90s, early 90s. Seen a lot of people that got into the industry then retire. So there's been a huge exodus from the industry. Just from people, you know, getting out and calling it quits, it was time to retire. And just like you said, too, I think there's been the pandemic's been very hard on the trucking industry, especially the training side. You had a lot of truck driver schools that closed their doors during the pandemic. They didn't reopen. Class sizes shrunk for the students that were in those classes. So we've had very low graduation rates lately. That sort of created a need, a very immediate need for these jobs.
And so I was listening to, again, I said earlier, John Williams was talking to the president of Harper College today, and they have like a police officer program. They've got shop. They've got things like that. Is that where you can go to learn how to ride a truck? You go to community college?
Absolutely. That's one of the best places to go and for people to learn. There are private programs out there, and people can go through those too, but you know, if you're listening out there right now and you want to look into this industry, I would say start with your local community college.
What's the pay, Josh?
Wow. The pay is fantastic. it really starts, general trucking, and about 70% of goods in this country is hauled, you know, via truck, around $60,000, and it only goes up from there. The more certifications you get, and you need a hazardous material certification to haul fuel because, you know, it's an extremely volatile product. I mean, it's really good money. It's probably in that, you know, $80,000 or more for those types of jobs.
And if you're driving a gas truck, why am I telling you? I'm asking you.
Yeah.
That's not a long hauler, right? I mean, you're not driving that. You're home at night.
Exactly. You are. I mean, there are companies that will do, you know, long haul fuel trucking, but those are few and far between. Most of those jobs, just like you said, you're home at the end of the day. And you're basically transporting fuel from a local fuel terminal, you know, to the tanks in the ground at a gas station. And that's what that job entails.
We have a text. Is there an age limit for the drivers?
I believe there is for hazardous materials, and I should know. It does cut off at a certain point. There is, but I can't tell you off the top of my head.
Okay, so, but the point of the story that got me interested in this is that this shortage somehow might lead to higher gas prices.
Sure.
And I'm not sure I understand that. Can you explain that for me?
Yeah, I think I've seen that story a lot lately, and I don't think it's something we're going to see in the Midwest or the Chicagoland area. Where the truck driver shortage, I think, led to a huge spike in prices was in April, late March and April, in a lot of vacation hotspots where the trucks just couldn't keep the pumps, you know, or the gas stations, you know, full of fuel. I was aware of some outages in Florida. There were some in Arizona. Is I think some of those towns and those cities and those companies that are there really underestimated the amount of people that wanted to get back out after the pandemic.
I see.
And you have to remember we haven't had a huge demand for, you know, vacation spots for almost a year. And you did. You had huge price spikes. You had outages. And, you know, unfortunately, you had consumer behavior that looked a lot like it did during the pandemic with things, you know, for paper towels and toilet paper, except you saw it for fuel. So people saw that, you know, oh, you know, station's out of gas. I better go top off my tank. And it just led to some big runs in some of these, I would say, isolated areas. But I don't think you're going to see outages or huge spikes this summer. You're going to see elevated prices, certainly. as the industry bounces back from, its 2019 levels. But I don't think you're going to see outages or not be able to find gas anywhere.
So, Josh, though, we are heading toward the time of the year, right, when gas prices tend to go up?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
What do you
expect? Summer driving month.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I think you're going to see higher prices than you have, the past 3 or 4 years, even if you take out the pandemic. And that's one of the reasons I think you're really going to see that is because, we've surveyed consumer behavior. And one of the things that we're hearing is that people prefer driving the summer because they feel safer. They don't want to get on an airplane. They don't want to go stand in lines. They don't want to be, close to others. They do want a social distance. And I think you're going to see, perhaps the biggest summer driving months we've ever seen because of that. People are preferring to drive to their destination.
So much happened so fast in the past year.
Yeah.
That you tend,
sure did.
You forget about a lot of it. And
yeah.
I'm just reminded of the dollar a gallon gasoline. Which was what?
Negative. Gasoline was minus $40 a barrel last April.
Wow.
I mean, it's shocking to think about that. But yeah, there were a couple of days there where people were paying buyers to take it off their hands because the price plummeted. So you got to think about that. I mean, we're at $60 a barrel now, or around 60. We were at minus 40 last April. That's a $100 swing in a commodity price. That's huge.
Well,
we've just never seen this before.
My question, though, is that I don't see boarded up gas stations. And if people weren't driving as much, which clearly they weren't, insurance rates cut and things like that. Mm-hmm. Did the gas station industry come out of this okay? The independent driver or the hosts? Yeah.
That's a great question. We came out of it okay. We didn't thrive by any means, but our businesses were designated because the nature of what they do, they sell fuel. They were designated essential businesses, so they were able to maintain hours, and there was never really a time where they were sitting there idle with their lights off. So we were more fortunate, I think, than restaurants and bars and other businesses like that. But our in-store sales were down greatly last year, about 15 or 20%. And fuel sales were down even more, about 30%. But I think as more people get vaccinated, more people get out there, more people want to get back on the road, they return to work, I think we're going to bounce back really well post-pandemic.
I think we all want to get out and drive somewhere. Josh Sharp,
that's right,
from the Illinois Fuel and Retail Association. It was great to talk to you. Thanks very much. Good luck.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
You bet. Sure thing. Oh, speaking of driving somewhere, a little bit later today, we are going to talk to Anna Koval. She's the CEO of the Canal Corridor Association. I want you to go take a hike along the I&M Canal. She'll tell you how coming up. But first, here's Mary.